good morning. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
Are you thrilled about Thursday?
I'm happy that tomorrow is Friday, and then we've got a lot of college football and pro football over the weekend. Yes,
absolutely. I think Southern Miss is going to go play around with Alabama, and you got a bunch of other good games that are going on.
Good luck.
Vince Gill's getting the honor of BMI Icon. That is an award that performing rights people give to people like Christofferson, Parton, Nelson, Lynn, Haggard. Vince Gill's equally one of those names. He really is. He's a heavyweight. 20 Grammys, 18 CMAs, 32 BMI Awards, a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, and now a BMI Icon.
Wow, that's amazing.
He's written a lot of songs, none greater than Go Rest High on That Mountain.
Yeah, great song.
That song has been one of the most important songs of the last 30, 40 years in country music. I've seen him perform it at a number of funerals and memorials, and boy, I'm telling you, it is something else. Now, if there's a song to rival that one, it would be Alan Jackson with Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning.
Yeah.
This is the anniversary of 9/11, the day that Alan sat down and wrote that song and then quickly recorded it. And he would never let them do a music video on it. He didn't really like to talk about it. He was very shy. He did not want to seem that he ever was exploiting the losses on that day by doing a record. But he did allow the CMA Awards that performance to be used as a video. And what can you say about that song? That one and Go Rest High on That Mountain. I always say that if you need to figure out what country music is supposed to be, those two songs define it completely.
Yeah.
Toby Keith, is he really worth $500 million? That's what the website Worthly says. And they said it in Forbes and a couple other places. I don't know where they're getting that figure, but they say that Toby is the richest country music star, with Dolly Parton coming up close behind, Shania Twain not too far behind at $350 million, George Strait at $300 million, Kenny Rogers at $250, and Taylor Swift a paltry $220 million.
Wow.
And she just started a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks, remember, had $300 million, but you know what happened to that?
Yeah.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Right.
If you're looking for a loan, go see Bill Gates. $59 billion.
And now, do I see a penny of that? No, I don't.
Negative, you don't. Man Perry, they've got millions in their mind, too. Done was a million-selling song. So it's Keith Urban's We Were Us with Miranda Lambert. That was a huge song. And so was Keith and Highway Don't Care with all those that did that one. That now has gone two times platinum. You know, that Taylor Swift pop song that she has out on YouTube has been viewed 84 million times.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I say. Miranda Lambert, did you see her in her black and red and her outfits the other day in New York at Fashion Week?
Missed that.
I don't know what she's done to herself, but whatever it is, they need to bottle it and sell it. Blake Shelton, JCPenney. You know, he works for them, too. He does Pizza Hut, but he's also a little bit of a JCPenney spokesperson.
Right.
He gave out some JCPenney gift cards to members of the United States Navy as part of a USO campaign. So Blake is spreading joy wherever he goes.
Of course he is. Good for all of them involved in that.
So that's your good news report for today. All good stuff.
All right. Well, Jimmy, have a great weekend watching football.
I will.